Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vermes. It's the 11th of October 2024 at 7:45 in the morning. It does seem that we have a bit of a blue sky out there, which is rather nice. Oh, I thought you might be wanting to go out, Kat, and as you're not, I shall shut the door. We were away yesterday. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Running around, I've got interviews again, of course, today to do for the show and a video. Oh, the internet's still on. Had very vivid dreams last night. No idea what they mean. They were all over the place, from riding on a skateboard, which is very unusual for me, to trying to finish a film for a premiere and not getting it done in time. I suppose that's the feeling that one's pressurised in order to get videos out and things, I imagine. Somebody sent me an interesting looking book, but interesting in one way, but completely the opposite of the sort of things I'm talking about, but I haven't had a chance to look at it. So we'll come back to that one, I think. See what... I've got a letter with it to go to read through, but it was a few pages. So we were out yesterday. We left at 9. We got back at 9. So it was a 12-hour day. 3 hours 20 to get down to Wells in Somerset to see a chap who has set up a little farm. But it's still the early days, and there's a lot of building work and various things, and we were talking about other bits and pieces. And he very generously took us out for a meal, which was very nice. And the time just slipped through our fingers, and before we knew it, it was 6 o'clock, and we were then on our way back, which took about 3 hours to get back. Do you want another cuppa? Same again? Pardon? Oh, yes, of course. Just got to find the pot. Oh, yes, it's there. I'll grab the cup. So, it was very nice, but to be honest, quite whacked from all that driving. It's amazing how the driving can knacker you out, isn't it? Concentrating on the road. Although we had a lovely journey, and we stopped off at a farm shop that has now become a little favourite of ours en route, which is always good. Was that yours?
Yes.
Yeah. Morning, by the way. There we are, Julius. We're just both a little dazed, I think, this morning. There's never enough time for ourselves. The demands of everything. I'm sure loads of people are, when they work 9 to 5 or whatever hours they work, they probably feel the same, ships in the night, going, oh, what's it all about? Just one of those mornings, isn't it? I've got a couple of letters I've got to write. I've got emails, of course, which would have come in. 2 interviews today. Yes, and it looks like it's going to be a nice day, and we just want to have a bit of time off. Not like a few hours, I mean a few days, a holiday. But to me, a holiday would be doing a pottering holiday. Either at home or away in an Airbnb would be ideal, in which we can just do some writing, sit and enjoy the scenery, the nature, go for some walks in nature, puff one's pipe, not have to get up in the morning, not have to record a Naked Englishman, not have to make a video. Not saying one would want that forever, but a week off to recharge the batteries. The one thing that we do a lot of is reading to each other, and we've been, as I mentioned before, we've been reading some of my old books, but more than that, we've been reading some farm books, other books to each other in the kitchen by the fireside. It's lovely. I mean, that's... Oh, yes, and as we were travelling yesterday, and we popped off at this new little favourite farm shop en route, which is just near Wilton, the other side of Salisbury from us, on the west side. We just arrived, and we were going to gather up a little salad that they have available, mixed, you know, beautiful little deli salad type thing. And there was this retired farmer, and he was talking to one of the sales ladies and said, "Oh, I'm a retired farmer." Now, I was bursting a gut to have a wee and disappeared to the loo, and I was hoping that by the time I came out, he was still there. Well, he was, and we were in Wilton. Now, Wilton is the home of A.G. Street, a farmer from the 30s, 40s and 50s. This chap was 80-something that we met, retired farmer. So I said to him, "I hear you're a retired farmer." And he looked at me a bit quizzically. And I said, "Did you farm in this area?" And he said, "Yeah, sort of." And he mentioned some place. And I said, "Oh, did you know A.G. Street?" And I had no idea what he would say to that. But I knew that A.G. Street was obviously a popular chap around this neck of the woods and farmed this neck of the woods. And he said, "Yes. Oh, yes," he said. "I went to his farm when he got out, when he had a farm sale, and he'd seen him at various places. So he knew him. But he said he was a strange bugger. He was a bit naughty and was in it more for himself and said some interesting things." And, you know, who knows? It's somebody else's perception of somebody. And having read a lot of A.G. Street's books now, you can see that he came from an old, very old time when farming was quite a rich person's occupation. You get other people to do the work and you swan off to tennis matches, hunting matches, cross-country events and those sort of things, racing and fox hunting. And all that's in his books. But that was, you know, a period of time, I suppose, before the Second World War. And it was fascinating to hear somebody who'd actually met him and had an opinion. But he got out of farming, he's retired now, and his son, who I suppose must be in his 50s, probably, is still doing it. But he said, you know, he's doing it in his way. And you kind of got the impression that it was a bit of a modern way. 800 acres with his son and one other, which you think, blimey. You could do a lot with 800 acres with a bunch of people, or they could do a lot. But there you are. Anyway, so that was a fascinating, short, but interesting conversation that we had with him, and an insight. And Julia said, "Oh, he would make a great interviewee." And I thought, yes, but he now lives in a care home, he said. So just thought it was very sad, really. Just got the impression that the son had got rid of him because he was a bit old hat. You looking for something, my love?
No, I just realised
he was
in your box.
Oh, it's been out here, but it just obstructed.
Oh, is that one?
Yeah, it's just obstructing the door. So I thought, when we...
It's my trip over, buddy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you like tripping over it?
Twice a day, at least.
Are you going to...
I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
You want to return it?
I'm going to fold it up and stick it in a bin.
Oh, okay.
Unless you want it.
I'm used to tripping over my foot then, isn't
it? Yeah, well, I can trip you up.
You could do that, actually. Yeah. That would be helpful. That would be, yeah. Maybe not.
No, maybe not. Anyway, so your tea is all ready.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and here's your stick, by the way. Yes, Julia said as we drove yesterday, "Oh, it'd be nice to have taken my ukulele. I could have played that. It would have been lovely."
Yeah.
It
would have been fun.
But, yeah, it was a long old... We've got to go to Norfolk or Suffolk or Norfolk or Suffolk. East Anglia.
One of the three.
One of the three next tomorrow for a couple of days. We're taking little Joe. We're going to a threshing event. So we're going to thresh Joe and... He's going to thresh me.
He's going to be fresh.
And he'll be fresh.
And he'll be fresh.
And we'll all be fresh as daisies. Yes, it's on a farm in which he's got some old implements and stuff. So we're hoping that the weather will be nice. And then the following day, we're going to an exhibition as such, but demonstration, I think, of what they're calling...
Energy farming.
Energy culture or something, yes. Because apparently we can't say electroculture. So I haven't said that.
Apparently that's the new cancer.
Is it the new cancer, is it?
Well, not allowed to talk about cancer and things that we could do to prevent cancer. That's what actually happens in a body, isn't it? Oh, there's a new one. I haven't seen that one.
So, yes, this...
Covenant Legacy of the Northwestern European People.
So this is a book that's come, Identifying Biblical Israel Today.
Ah.
And I wonder if this is to say that, because some people say that the Holy Land was actually in Scotland.
Oh, yes, yes.
So I've heard that, but I you know.
Well, Israel's still Israel, though.
Yes, I don't know whether that's just a play on words or not. I haven't had a chance to look at it.
I'm saying is it's not Palestine.
No.
But there we go. Yeah,
yes, I try and avoid all of that and what's going on currently in the Middle East. So I hope it's not about that. Yeah. I don't know what it's about.
I
anyway.
I can't imagine it'd be about much else. The Identifying Biblical Israel Today.
Yeah. Well, if they were saying it was in Scotland, there's pictures of England, you see.
Oh, yes, there are pictures of England.
So, anyway, on October the 11th, which it is today, in history, Dorothy Wordsworth in 1800 in Westmoreland said, "A fine October morning," which it is so far. "After dinner, we walked up to Greenhead Gill in search of a sheepfold. The colours of the mountain, soft and rich, with orange fern, the cattle pasturing, upon the hilltops, kites sailing in the sky above our heads, sheep bleating and in lines and chains and patterns, scattered all over the mountain. They came down and they feed on little green islands in the beds of torrents, and so may be swept away. The sheepfold is falling away. It is built nearly in the form of a heart, unequally divided. Look down the brook and see the drops rise upwards and sparkle in the air at the little falls." And 2 years later, she writes, "A beautiful day, we walked to the Easedale Hills to haunt waterfalls. William and Mary left me sitting on a stone in the solitary mountains and went to Easedale Tarn. I grew chilly and followed them." You know, Dorothy Wordsworth sounds like a very privileged lady to be able to just wander about a lot of the time in the Lake District, in the hills all around there. Which sounds absolutely lovely, you know, lovely life if you can, and then just do some writing and have this sort of very gentle thing. What a lovely, lovely world to be in, instead of this frenetic, busy world that we're in at the moment. Cars belting here and everywhere, aeroplanes pumping out stuff, the water poisoned. What a time to be born. In some, you know, people always say, what a time to be alive. We're seeing the end of the nonsense. But at the same time, it would be lovely to have been born, certainly if you had enough privilege, of course, to be able to not have to slave away. But we can't choose, can we? We can't choose. You're frowning. You're reading something.
Oh, just using reading this.
Oh, any good?
Yeah. It's talking about bestiality.
Oh, nice. Always good to have a bit of bestiality first thing in the morning.
Harlotry lawful. Blasphemy allowed, not required to keep vows. This is a Judaism from the Talmud versus Christianity from the Bible.
Ah.
Approves of child sacrifice to idols. Nice.
Well, I shall look forward to exploring that book. It only came yesterday. I haven't even read the letter with it because we got in so late, and it was it's a like 2-3 page letter. It typed, and I thought, I'll read it in the morning. So that's what I have lined up for me to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, I shall leave this as a shorty today because we're a bit behind. I've got a video to do, some letters to do, a book to look at, as you can hear, two interviews to do, and then we've got to pack and get ready for our weekend. At least much of the van is in good kilter, I suppose. Could do with a wash. And all those things. And, yes, sorry, myriad of emails. Anyway, until the next time, thank you and goodbye.